Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 3 with verses 26 through 31. A stubborn heart will fare badly in the end. Those who love danger will perish in it. A stubborn heart will have many a hurt. Adding sin to sin is madness. When the proud are afflicted, there is no cure, for they are offshoots of an evil plant. The mind of the wise appreciates proverbs, and the ear that listens to wisdom rejoices. As water quenches a flaming fire, so almsgiving atones for sins. The kindness people have done crosses their paths later on. Should they stumble, they will find support. That reminds me of a story I would tell, but today I speak of a stubborn heart. A stubborn heart can lead to sin and danger because it prevents an individual from being open to correction, guidance, and growth. When someone has a stubborn heart, they refuse to acknowledge their mistakes or listen to the wisdom of others. This can lead to a disregard for moral principles and a sense of entitlement, which can ultimately result in engaging in sinful behavior. You know, a stubborn heart can blind a person from recognizing the consequences of their actions and the potential dangers they may face. They may become resistant to advice or warnings, believing that they are always right and invincible. This can lead to reckless decisions and behaviors that put themselves and others at risk. Your stubborn heart can prevent personal growth and moral development, leading to a path of sin and danger. It is important for individuals to be open to self-reflection, humility, and the guidance of others in order to avoid these negative consequences. This is one of the reasons why I have a spiritual advisor, to seek him in ways I may need guidance to find. A spiritual advisor can provide guidance and support in matters related to spirituality, personal growth and finding meaning and purpose in life. They help you to see God, His Son, and His Spirit as everything in life, surrendering to this notion of goodwill lived in humility constantly. They can help individuals explore their beliefs, values, and practices, and offer insights on how to deepen their spiritual journey. This is what I do each and every day. I acknowledge God and His dominion over everything I want to see as the charity I live life to concede. Salvation, the redemption of my sins forever, where peace results from a soul of wisdom, not sin. Grace for life eternal. Amen. Join me as we pray the daily Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the end, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 3. We conclude chapter 3 today with verses 26 through 31. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Badly Fair, Heart Stubborn. Badly Fair, Heart Stubborn. Danger, love, end near. Heart stubborn, hurt lover. Madness is sin on sin, dear. Afflicted are the proud. Cure none for them. Evil offshoots obviously loud. A plant of continuous sin. Wise mind, Proverbs welcomed. Listening ears, rejoicing wisdom. Sins atoned, fire flaming, water quenched. Paths of kindness, support found when stumbling, quenched. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 14th, 2023. I'm recording this morning with the angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' name, let's say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we do most mornings, and say hello to my brother-in-law, Johnny. Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.